And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer. Today we just have me, and I hope that's enough, because I will be glad to do readings, or if I get channeled information or what have you. I am more than happy to have people call in and ask for readings and or information. The subject matters are open if you want to just call and talk about what's going on in the world or where you think your things are heading. That's just fine with me. I'm delighted to speak to you on any subject that we can. And a lot of stuff is going on. The energy in the world is just absolutely phenomenal. There is this sense, in fact, I was talking to a friend today, a young lady who's now in Florida, and she was saying she has been getting this tremendous feeling that there's this great energy of things just breaking open. And she's absolutely right. We are on the brink of something wonderful happening. And one of the interesting things I think that is happening now is that those people who have been preparing themselves, who have been moving forward into the higher dimension, opening up, being good human beings, being the best type of being they can be, honest and open and honorable people, this is going to be a time when you are not going to be hit as hard as those who have more serious, more immediate lessons to learn. And, excuse me, I'm still getting over being sick. I keep telling myself, get over it, body, get in program. I don't have time to be sick, I don't have the patience, and I don't have the personal inclination, so forgive me if I cough. But I am very interested in working with you all and letting you know that there are some wonderful opportunities coming up. It is my feeling that, of course, and we've heard this for eons, it is an ill wind that blows nobody some good. And I do feel very strongly that those of us who have been holding pattern for a long time, who have been waiting for the changes to occur, will be those who participate, because we are moving into a new era, a new age of wellness, of the greening of America, of learning to have more by way of complementary therapies. And I'm not talking about the selfishness, because some people enter into these programs with selfishness, but I believe it's an era of greater community, of greater love, of greater caring and sharing. And this is where you will be rewarded. And I do feel this very, very strongly. The stirrings, the underpinnings are becoming much more pronounced as time goes on. And we can all say together with a great sigh, well, isn't it about time? Hello. We've been hanging in there how long? Trying to get things going, and I believe that we are the ones who will be protected, for the most part, from the greatest, I guess we could call it the greatest fallout of what's going on around us now. The other part is that there are reasons for our going through various difficulties or deprivations or whatever you would like to call them. And those are things to shake us, to move us, to pry us from an old way of doing things, looking at things, feeling things, and moving into a new way of doing and being and feeling, so that we can indeed participate in the new energies and in the wonders that are to come. I know we've been saying this for many years, but it has. If you look at the acceleration of time, and the physics show that time is, in a sense, speeding up because of the circle of the Earth, the rotation of the Earth, and its elliptical course, that indeed there is a speeding up of time in that concept, and that we are all going to be enjoying more and more of the new energy and taking advantage of it for the right reasons. There is no reason for anyone to have a lack or a want. I've been reading a few more books. I've been learning more. I always think I've learned enough, and I begin to get restless, and I read until my poor little brain starts frying itself. And then I end up stopping for a few days or even maybe a week or two, and then all of a sudden another book comes in, or I get a phone call, or I call a friend, and the brain teasers begin again, and I sort of have to stop and say, okay, what you had, and you've heard this before from other people, whatever you thought you knew before, forget it, scrub it, drop it. Now it's time to begin thinking again in different lines and moving forward with these new thoughts. And we never will get old with moving into new thoughts and new concepts. It is, I guess, the universe's way of helping us move in little baby steps to learn how exactly, how wonderful, how diverse, how intricate, how beautiful, I don't even know the words, how absolutely magnificent all of our universe and life can be if we will just go with the flow and go in the moment. It is absolutely a marvelous situation for us to move into the new world. And if we hold on to old thoughts and habits and ways of doing things, we will miss the opportunity of expanding our knowledge and our awareness. And that would be a shame. And so now I am learning what I studied with Esther and Jerry Hicks in the three books of A Gift from a Friend. The Wow of the Wonder, or The Wonder of Wow, I should say, which is by Steve Rial. And I'm reading his book. He will be a guest in the not-too-distant future on my show. And also, I am having, in another vein, a guest called Frank Joseph. He wrote a book called Unearthing Ancient America. And this is about archaeological digs and finding evidence of, earlier civilizations and cultures which we can't even really date at this point in time, and precede by thousands of years what we have taken as our historical backgrounds, and including when the Americas were settled and who came to the Americas. So, and I love archaeology. I have to tell you that. I have an absolute passion for history and archaeology and ancient peoples. And so he will be another guest. We are also going to have on next week Maureen McGill, a wonderful tarot reader from the state of Washington. And in mid-January, we are having a lovely lady, Stephanie A. Stevens. She is a medium and just a delightful young woman. And she has been on my show before. And we are just going to have such a fun new year. So I would like to invite you all to listen and attend to the show, because we have a lot of stuff going on and a lot of subject matters that we want to discuss in the future. And as things develop, we're going to bring you updates, because nothing ever really remains the same. And as we find things, unfolding, it's always a joy to bring them to you. And in confirmation or contradiction, we would like to bring in information as well. It's very important, I think, to give pros and cons and allow people to make up their own minds in things that we present on this show. Parallel universes, I'm fascinated to say, kind of scare most people, because it's kind of hard to think, good Lord, we're living one lifetime, I mean, we're living another one at the same time. This is kind of a difficult thing to cope with. And it's taken me a while to wrap my mind around that. And I heard first about parallel universes or multiple lives that we lead, maybe close to 20 years ago. And I just kind of automatically dismissed it out of hand, because my thought was, Lord have mercy, I can hardly cope with this one as it stands. How could I possibly consider living in more than one lifetime? But I am coming around to that knowledge, given on my own experiences and explorations, that such is very probably the case. And nothing is beyond belief, to be honest with you. There is nothing that's beyond probability or possibility. And I think that is a very, very interesting concept. But going back to the changes that we're having, my feeling is that not far into the new year, we're going to see things change. Are they going to get a little worse before they get better? In our way of thinking, I believe, yes, it will. But it won't be as bad as it could have been, were people not more finely attuned spiritually. And I believe also that more of us are moving towards a common vibrational attitude or thought and working together to create a different pathway than would have been chosen otherwise. In other words, we are co-creating as we go each day a new pathway or an alternate pathway, and we can continue down that by raising our thoughts. Again, it's a theme that I'd like to bring about, that we do indeed create reality. If we hold on to the fact that we're in poor health or that we're allergic to something, as someone pointed out to me today, then our prophecy will be fulfilled because then we'll be allergic. Being responsible for what we think is an exceedingly important issue that we should accept. Too many of us, and I have to include myself at times, don't really want to say, geez, how could I possibly have wanted to create this and go forward? You know, if I had my druthers, this I would rather not do, thank you very much. But the point of fact is, yes, we do create our illnesses by thinking about them and dwelling on them. Does this mean we can wish away everything? I don't think wish is the right word. Do I think that we can create a wellness situation from an illness situation? Yes. Can we create with our minds? Yes. There's an interesting story that I have to tell you with regard to my youngest daughter. When she was born with her feet and her legs, her shins, slightly bowed and bent. And the doctor said it looked likely that she would end up having to wear corrective shoes or wear braces in order to straighten the bones of her legs. And I really didn't want this for my daughter, so I said, well, is there anything we can do now and then? He said, well, you might try massaging her lower limbs and see if that helps. But if not, then you're going to, because they are still malleable, bones are still forming, but otherwise she's going to end up being in braces, etc. And so I immediately set about massaging her little feet and her legs every day, and I just sort of sometimes would just hold her two legs, or one leg at a time, in my hands and just visualize them becoming straighter and straighter. So, and after a week or so, I could see the difference. I did the same thing with her feet, which were very, very turned in, too, and just massaged them by turning them out a little bit and just holding them in my hands and sending energy to them. And when we went to see her doctor, I guess it was about a couple months later, he checked her and said, well, she's not going to need any braces. Her feet are fine now and her legs are fine. Whatever you did a good job because they've grown out and they've straightened out. And I didn't really tell him how I envisioned it because, you know, at that time I wasn't so much into this and I wasn't really sure if what I did make a difference or not. But I do believe now, after seeing and working with this field with a lot of other people, that yes, you can. You can even work with people who have physical disabilities by holding and by massaging and by visualizing. You can help them realize a better health, if not a perfect health, for their incarnation at this time. So these are things that we can do. This is called creative. Constructive creation, in my book, I would say. Constructive creation. And again, if you're interested in getting a reading, please feel free to call. The number is 1-877-876-5227. And the producer said he would put you through if you do call. I have been working on a program, I guess, for 17, 18 years now, for nursing assistants and home health aides. And I had been given to understand that this is a program that would start that many years ago. And every time I tried to move forward with it, I got it developed. I developed the program, I developed the curriculum, took all of that, and then it went nowhere. And I thought to myself, good Lord, what I thought was a vision and a reason for creating this program was to blend complementary therapies and traditional therapies in a training for home health aides and nursing assistants. And after all the work that I did, no, it went nowhere. I couldn't get funding. I could get nobody interested in it. And then my business at the time, which was in staffing, et cetera, just seemed to disappear and so forth and so on. And it just went all into the back burner. And any funding that I had in the works just petered out. So I have been sitting on this program now for that many years. And just about 3 weeks ago, all of a sudden, a marketing guy came into my life through friends, and he's taken with the idea, and he's running with it, and it looks like we are going to, in the new year, get this program up and running to teach in the District of Columbia or nearby, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful because in this era where so many people are losing their jobs, the healthcare industry is growing. And for those of you who are interested in a growing field, I would recommend to you looking into the healthcare field in some way, because that is the one area where we are lacking in sufficient positions. There are jobs going begging in nursing. And in some of the research, not so much straight research, but in the service industry of providing services to people, personal services. So you might really want to consider that if you're looking to change jobs or you're having an issue in the field where you are working. This can be a very rewarding field, and I do believe it is also going to start paying better as well, because the need for service representatives is very, very strong. The statistics, as I believe they were, back in the late 1990s, early 2001, was that about 1 million people were going to be needed to be providers in the healthcare industry and nursing assistants, home health aides, etc. And there were no near that many number of people in the field. And I've read recently that they've revised that information upwards. More like 2 to 3 million are going to be needed because of our aging population. And the people who are being turned out now are doing home health care, but they're pretty much in traditional health care. They have yet to combine both, which would be an absolute wonderful blessing for many people. And training like this can also be used in one's own home, because I know many people are taking care of their parents now or older siblings or have children who need care. So my encouragement in this area is to look into this field of endeavor, because it is one area of growth in the business field that will afford you an income. So having made that ticket, I'd like to let you know that it's a good thing and a good field, and it is a helping field, and you would never really be without a job with that kind of training. And it would also afford you the opportunity to know who are the best people to hire to take care of others in your family or to take care of yourself. So it's a good recommendation. I know the IT field is there too, but with the contraction and the smarter equipment that's coming in, the computers, people are being laid off, and machines are taking place. I can tell you in the healthcare industry, as far as personal services are concerned, nobody's going to take the place of human hands. You still need human beings to take care of human beings, even if a lot of stuff can be mechanized. The human touch is all very important and will be respected, and you will never be without a job. So other than that, I have no other recommendations at the moment, but the new field that is coming into play for many of us is that we will be working and changing where we have worked in the past. Being open to new ideas is very, very important. And again, it's difficult to explain to some people when you have a vision of what you can see in your mind and you try to explain it in terms that seem almost inadequate for what you're trying to describe to people, that you can actually see the changes that are coming, but it's kind of like through a mist. You can't really see it as clearly as you'd like to be able to see it. And sometimes it's like a veil that drops down and lifts and drops down and lifts. And it's really going to be an interesting time. But if you maintain a positive attitude, if you maintain hope, and you maintain your idea that you can impact your future, you should be able to get through this time with flying colors and without suffering a great deal. And that's about all I can assure you, except that I know this to be true. And I don't know how I know it. It's just a feeling I have. And so many other people are with me on this. And again, we can also give you some shortcuts if you'd like on working with seeing yourself into your own future. excuse me. I'm sorry. Still having that cough that hasn't completely left me yet. Part of what I would like to do today is, again, discuss the ability of each person to be able to see into their own future, to change from possibilities to probabilities, the good things in life that are waiting for you. And you do that, again, by using your active imagination and using your positive emotional responses. Now, if you are looking at something and say, I'd like to have that, but there's no emotion behind it, you are not likely to get it. It would seem that the universe operates on passion or desire, if you will, and that in order to manifest things, one needs not only the desire, but also the passion that goes with something. That would be, oh, for example, mentally wanting to imagine eating or tasting a lemon. And for those of you who know hypnotherapy, this is a very old example to use. Using your imagination, imagine that you are in your kitchen and that you are going into your refrigerator and you're going to pull out a beautiful, big, yellow, ripe lemon. I want you to look at the lemon, smell it, feel the texture under your fingers, look at it, turn it around, examine it, see which end is softer, if there is a softer end, feel it, smell it, and then take it to your cutting board. Choose an appropriate knife. Be deliberate about this. Choose an appropriate knife and take out your cutting board or place it on your cutting board, and then use your imagination to smell the fresh burst of scent that comes when you first cut into a lemon. There is that sharp odor that tickles the nose, and almost you can taste the lemon from that first heady scent. Cut it in half, watch the juice spill, and then, again, pick it up and examine what it looks like with the skin and the seeds and the pulp of the lemon there. Then lift it up and smell it very closely. Feel it and scent it in your hands. Then I want you to take a taste bite into the lemon. Notice how it feels at that really, really tangy thing. All of a sudden, the juices in your mouth are flowing. You have tasted the lemon. Feel it. Roll it around. That is the reality I want you to use when you want to visualize something changing in your life. Make it as real as biting into an imaginary lemon. Take what it is that you want. Imagine it being in your hands, whether it's a house or a car or a new job. I want you to visualize it. I want you to touch it in your imagination. I want you to feel it as though it were in reality right there in your hands. Whether it's a house, you can touch the outside. You can lean down and brush the floor with your fingertips. All of that. And then I want you to imagine each room as you would decorate it. Imagine the neighborhood, if you will, as much as you can, indeed. Bring that vision to life. Do so. I know there are those who say you shouldn't be too detailed in what you want, but we're doing a different thing now. We are bringing into your life an imagination technique that will help you to manifest. You don't have to ask how this house will come about, or this car, or where the money is coming from. You just have to imagine and make it a reality in your hands of what you would like. And that is how, or one way, I should say, of putting passion into what you want. It's a good imagination technique that works very well in any phase of your life. It is a fascinating technique, and it does bring you what you desire, because what you think upon, you bring into your life. Just as what you eat creates the body that you have, so what you think upon brings into your life that which you would like to have, or not have, as the case may be. Being a creative being means one has to be exceedingly careful of how one creates with one's mind. And that is why I am kind of recommending that you try this experiment with a lemon or an orange or anything else, and imagine and build it as much as possible within your own temperament and in your own time, because the more you do this, the stronger your imagination becomes. The stronger your imagination becomes, the more forceful it becomes. The more forceful it becomes, the more likely it is you are to bring into being that which you desire, that which you wish to bring about in your life. So, again, I would suggest that you do that exactly on a regular basis if you want to. You can do it at night before you go to sleep. Don't worry about the how or the why or where it comes from. Just simply do it. And you will find that the things that you imagine will become more and more evidenced in your life. Now, if you want to take baby steps, there's absolutely nothing wrong with trying it out with something very small in your life that you'd like to have. How about for a girl, a ribbon or a pin? Or even to get to see a particular show, anything. You can name anything. Or even looking for something that you've been looking for and you haven't been able to find. I want you to use your imagination to find it. To imagine that you have found it. And the happiness or the joy or the satisfaction that you would find or an experience in coming across, doesn't matter where, what you are seeking. And just imagine that, okay? That is what I am suggesting you do. Use it in a small way to begin with, and then start really using it on larger and larger dreams and desires and aspirations. This will also give those of you who lack confidence in themselves to say, oh, geez, I can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. It's just like exercising a muscle or practicing an instrument if you want to learn to play an instrument, anything like that. By doing this, you are indeed doing an exercise that will bring you to you what you desire. And I know sometimes it's like a baby step and it seems, for some it's going to seem, oh geez, some other it's going to be so long. You know, how can I do this? Why would I want to take that time to do it? Well, it's a matter of discipline. It's a matter of wanting to achieve something. We are so chaotic in our thoughts that we leap from one thing to another. I don't know about you, but I sure do. Leap from one thing to another, from one minute to the next. And it's very hard for me sometimes to concentrate long enough on one thing in order to want it to help make it manifest. And so I have found these types of exercises to be helpful to me in bringing into my life what I want. When you start experiencing it's not going to happen, what you do, or it hasn't happened yet, what you do is simply let it go. You don't have to do it every day or every minute of every day, but just every once in a while when you think about it, do give it personal attention, as I would call it. Do give it the thought that you want to come into your life, and then go from there. I am willing to bet you that this manifestation will come through in your life. I would not put a set time limit on it. If it's something that involves other people, you may have to consider that it the other people have to also want the same thing that you are wanting. Okay? It can't be just what you yourself want if it involves somebody else. Again, that might be a reason why you would start small, so you can convince yourself and gain confidence in your ability to manifest things in your life in a meaningful way. I have been doing that, and I can tell you next week how well that manifestation concept is. The thing is, don't be afraid. Don't let other people dissuade you or tell you that something can't be done. Hold on to your vision tightly and believe the reason and purpose for your doing things is to move forward in your life. It's very difficult sometimes when we share with others some issues or some things that are happening in our life, and their fears, their thoughts, their level of understanding can be diametrically opposed to yours, and then we have a tendency to lose faith in ourselves, to not trust ourselves, to not trust in our dreams and our thoughts and our beliefs. But again, I would encourage you to please do so, to hold tightly onto what you believe and wish and desire, because it is your dream and wish and desire. Again, remember that if it involves other people, as in a group thing, a business, or a group of people wanting to manifest a particular business, it takes all of you working in a concerted effort to bring that dream, that desire into manifested reality. And that's where the most wonderful manifestations take place, is when you have several people working together to bring about the same dream. And that's tricky because sometimes you all aren't on the same page. And working together and manifesting together, studying together, meditating together, these are all things that can help you move into the same arena and work with each other. And it may be that you are the one who is to be the leader. And you are the one to hold the dream, the flame, steady so others can follow that and participate in the joy of creating with them whatever it is you are willing to manifest. And it can be a family. It can be anything. I'm boggling my imagination trying to give you all examples of what this can be. Realize that you are in every moment, even in your daydreams, creating something. You are creating your next reality with every breath that you take. For every decision that you make, you are creating a new twist, a new turn in the roadmap of life. And again, that's why maybe working on some of these concepts will help you create a healthier, happier future. One that you really, really want and desire. So many of us are stuck in this arena saying, well, you know, I didn't really want to manifest the job loss. I really did not want to manifest whatever it is they manifested that they are not currently enjoying. But you see, somewhere, somehow, we did. And that's one of the difficult things for me to wrap my mind around, is that if I am not enjoying something in my life, I have been one of the participants in creating what I don't want manifested in my life. And so it is incumbent upon me to work at regrouping, changing, rethinking, reimagining what is in my life so that I have the desired result. And on bigger projects, it can take years to manifest. Sometimes it's instantaneous, and other times, thank God, it isn't instantaneous, because we can have imagination if I lost my job, or imagine if, oh, I could have had that accident. You want to immediately toss things like that out of your mind and to say, I am so grateful that I'm still trucking down the road. I am so grateful I still have my job. I still have the ability to express myself, to do whatever it is I'm doing. And again, the attitude of gratefulness, gratitude, goes hand in hand with everything that we are talking about. For it is gratitude that is a good emotion to have, which helps spur us on. It is a positive emotion. And that is, again, what we are working towards, is having a positive emotion that we can work with each and every day, and one that we can build on each and every day to accomplish what we truly desire. Excuse me. So, I'm not sure if there is an issue about trying to get through today. Sometimes there is an issue in getting phone calls through, but if you would like to try, please feel free to do so. If not, I can keep on talking and share with you some of the other ideas that I have. And part of that is that once you have what you desire or you believe that you wish, my suggestion is to express immediate gratitude for that and continue moving forward with the gratitude of the desire, and then experiment with something else, a little thing, something that may be a little bit bigger, a little bit more important to you. Always move forward in a positive thought. It doesn't mean that you ignore a situation or that you sit back on your tushy because sometimes it feels like, well, if all I have to do is that, I don't have to do anything. Well, there's something to be said for action, folks. If you are desirous of a particular object or thing, then you can move forward with your daily life or working or whatever it is that you have in mind. A wonderful, wonderful teacher is this gentleman down in West Virginia, and my mind just took a fleeting moment, and I can't think of his name, and I will shortly. At any rate, he is a wonderful dowser, and I've taken some courses from him, so shame on me that my mind just went blank for a moment. And at any rate, what he said was he had in mind he needed a new belt buckle. And so he just put out to the universe that he wanted a really unique belt buckle because he needed a new one and he'd like it. He said within 6 months he had gotten 5 or 6 new belt buckles that were all gifted to him by people. And he had just put it out to the universe. He didn't think about it other than putting out to the universe and thinking he'd like to have one. And he said he got some amazingly new ones that were just all of them gifted. And all of them just wonderful, unique gifts. And he had to chuckle because now he's got enough of a lifetime supply of belt buckles. And but he continued doing what he does, which is giving these lectures and training sessions. And he's just one of the most wonderful, darling people that I have met. He's just a super human being, and he's been on my show. And for the life of me, I can't remember his name, and I have to say I'm having a senior moment as a result thereof. At any rate, when I remember his name, I will remember to tell you about it. But manifesting doesn't mean sitting, as some might say. It does mean proactiveness. And what does that mean? That means as you move around, you create energy. Energy is always moving around. And it is always active. So by doing things, whether it's going to work the same way, etc., you don't obsess about it. You don't live with it and hold it in your mind forever and a day. But you, as I said, do as much as you can with it, and then you release it, and you go on. And the next time the thought crosses your mind, you hold that thought close, and then you release it and let it go. Once you have really put the thought to it, the desire to the thought, and continue moving on with your life. And in this way, the universe can provide to you what you desire. And it's at little or no cost to you. It may be gifted. It may be you come across a wonderful sale for something. It doesn't matter. But it will somehow come to you in your life. And everything in your life manifests this way, whether it's a spouse, your children, a job, or anything else. And so the more that you desire to create beauty and goodness and harmony in your life, the more likely you are to have all of that expressed in your life. When you are thinking about lack, you are adding energy to that lack. And so you will continue to have lack. And I know it's really hard to wrap your mind around it because I've had trouble with that too. Because I sat and said, oh, well, crud. You know, how can I not think of lack when I don't have something? And that's one of the trickier questions that you can ask in the think is by not thinking about it. It's sort of like that old joke. You know, the 900-pound gorilla, once you see him in the room, how can you not think about him? Well, if you think about him, he's going to be in the room with you. So you just need not to. You just take it aside and say, I understand the situation is not at the moment, but that does not mean that the situation is not changing or has not already changed on some level. And knowing that it has changed on another level and knowing that you have desired a change means that that change must manifest in your life because you have created that change. So creating the positive thought, creating the positive image, using your own skills on a daily basis if you need to, or as frequently as you need to, will help you move forward and achieve what you want to achieve each and every time. Some of the other thoughts are, at this time of year, is that I know many of you are worried and concerned, and I don't want you to be, about what's happening in the future. What I want you to know is that there is always a rhythm in life. There is always a give and take. There is always the toing and froing of things in one's life, coming and going, expanding, contracting. This is the dance of life. This is the natural order of things. And it would be wonderful if you would tap into that natural order of things and enjoy the dance, as you will, of the natural coming and going and the natural cycles that are inherent in our life. Nothing, the pendulum cannot swing one way but so far before it must then swing another way. It is never just one thing, all down and up, and it is not just a quick up and down in one area, but a moving forward with momentum and all deliberate speed. Again, think of that as a part of your life. The cycle that you are in now can provide you some of the most wonderful growth opportunities imaginable. Some things that are the greatest sorrows contain within them the seeds of our greatest joy. It's, again, like a birth pattern. It's very difficult in some ways to give birth, but the joy of a new life and sharing that life with others and with your child, with your family, with your husband, your wife, your grandparents, whomever, that joy is often what remains when the sorrow has gone. No matter what it is in your life, rejoice, because it can bring you some of the greatest, tenderest, most rewarding moments that you will have. And if you can look at even the saddest situations, the ones that harbor the most maybe temporary pain in your life, and you can see, if you can glean the good out of them, you will have grown immeasurably spiritually. And this is what's important for you, to grow spiritually. Nothing will stay the same unless you want it to stay the same. Nothing will keep you bound unless you want to stay bound. Nothing can hold you back unless you desire to be held back. And again, I am encouraging you to do all that you can in your own eyes and in your own heart to move forward into doing things that are loving and caring for all those around you. This is a season of giving. Giving of yourself is the greatest gift that you can give. Giving of yourself to others is more important than giving to yourself or giving things. And I would encourage you, each of you, to love and laugh along those lines and to enjoy this season of giving in the way that you can. Part of my life's journey has been to give up so much from my past, at least this past, on the earth plane path, in order to move forward into the future. And I can tell you that at times I have been very, very grudging of it, of having to give up, and other times I've given up gratefully and graciously. We don't meet every opportunity the same, and it's okay, we don't have to. All we have to do is want to try and desire to do better each and every time, and the opportunity to do so will indeed be made manifest to us. We move rapidly sometimes into a new arena, and then all of a sudden everything seems to sit still. And that's what I call the static time, time where we regroup, where we have to sort of consolidate our position on where we are in our life before we can kick the ball again and get back in the game and move forward. It's not very easy once we are used to forward momentum to suddenly stop and just sort of be in a holding pattern for a long period of time. And it's very frustrating and very difficult, and I know because I've been there. I have been there, and I cannot stand being in that situation. I begin to think that all I had achieved was imaginary, but it's not. It's time moves in its own fashion, and we move when it is appropriate to move. The timetable set for us by the universe is always, always in our best interest. And that's what's so very hard for us to understand, because we want to grab control, we want to move forward, we want to take life with both hands and shake that darn fruit tree and get all the fruit down while the getting's good. And it's not what we're supposed to do. When we listen to the rhythm of life, it goes on and on. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you? Hello?
Yes.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in.
And whom am I talking to?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who am I speaking with?
Doris.
Hi, Doris. How may I serve you today, my dear?
Well, I just, you know, got connected with the PBS, the channel, for the first time today.
Okay.
And I heard the lady said, you know, she was waiting for people to call in.
That's me. I'm Phyllis Pricer. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
Where are you from, dear?
St. George, Utah.
Where?
St. George, Utah.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how may I serve you today?
Well, no, I was just wondering, what do you wanted us to ask, or...
Sure. What would you like to ask? Is there a question you have? Anything like that. I'm always happy to chat with people.
Okay. Well, I'm a massage therapist, and then I know, like, you've gone through changes, you know, and things happened that I let go of my office on June 30th because I still, you know, did massage for the elderly once or 2 days a week. But
uh-huh.
I'm just looking for something more that I can help people more empower themselves.
And more empowering themselves in what manner? And you do, are you a therapist, you said?
Hang on, I'm going to go to the other room here.
You are what?
No, I'm just moving to the other room where I can hear you better.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Away from the computer. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you do for, you closed your office in June?
Say that again now?
I'm sorry. You're kind of fuzzy on my phone. You are wanting to help other people? Help people.
Well, yes, you know, I want to go more into my healing, because everybody says, you know, I have those abilities.
Okay. What kind of healing do you do now?
Well, you know, I have a lot of, you know, modalities. I do lymphatic, I do cranial, but I seem to help people with a lot of their conditions. And then they'll say, well, I have such and such. And I said, well, whatever, I'll just let it go. But then somehow, I will often get inspirations and help them with the condition they have.
Okay. And that seems to be a theme in your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very interested in sound. I've studied with, several people right now, but I just, want to know my true guidance, and I eventually want to teach, but, you know, I just...
Do you have a degree?
In teaching? I'm a nationally certified massage therapist. That is my degree.
A massage therapist?
Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. A lot of healing comes through massage.
Yeah.
As you well know.
Yeah.
And you want to know what else you could go into?
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to recommend, have you ever heard of Jinshin Jitsu?
Yes, I have.
Okay, not Jinshin Do. But Jinshin Jitsu, and the home office for that is in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, I have the one book, The Healing, The Hands.
Oh,
my God.
that book,
Mary Burmeister, I have.
Yes, okay. I would look into exploring that more because it is, without a doubt, the most amazing modality that I have ever come across.
Really?
And I've done the reconnection, and I have looked into Reiki, and I have looked into a few of the other modalities. But I have to tell you, that one is the one that just sinks to me, and I have seen the most amazing healings take place when it is used. It is phenomenal. It's miraculous, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. My feeling is that you are really searching at this point, as you said.
Right.
And you feel very restless about things. You feel that something's there, but you're not sure what.
Yeah, because I went and studied with Master Shaw. You heard of him?
No.
He's got the book out, Open Communication, Soul
Wisdom.
Okay. Money.
Well, there are many people I haven't heard of. My ignorance does not mean anything.
No, I know.
My ignorance.
No, I know.
Okay.
But a lot of them, you know, it's like a lot of money spent, and I thought, you know, I mean,
but now you need to make money.
I want to do service. You know, I mean, I don't want to go spend all this money.
Okay, you want to actually do so. Okay.
What I'm saying is that, I mean, I believe in, you know, charging, but I mean, I feel like some people, they overcharge for what they do. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
some people do, and I have to agree, and that's kind of where it's at for a lot of stuff. You know, you could take, for just a taste, and I think at least my teacher, a friend of mine is teaching a course in January, and that's in Maryland, for $100, she's teaching the self-help course.
What is he teaching now?
The self-help course.
Yeah.
In Jin Shinjitsu for $100, which consider is reasonable. And that would give you a good taste of what it's about. However, my feeling is that you are moving into a new phase, and part of what you're doing in this is meeting you're being maneuvered into a position where you're going to find what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to be doing it. And I would say, if you were listening to the early part of this broadcast, is to visualize yourself helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, using your hands in some way, helping people.
Right.
And seeing yourself receiving money for the help that you are giving.
Right. Well, I do charge, you know, I do charge $60 an hour for my massage.
Yes. Okay. But I want you to visualize that even more and visualize seeing, for example, a day's calendar filled with clients.
Well, and I did have that.
Okay.
See, I did have that.
Okay.
And then I let go because the office where I had the yoga teacher kind of, situation got to where I had to leave.
I see, and so
where
that's
she didn't give me much choice because she wanted to give me a lease after 5 years. But then I thought, you know, maybe I created that because I was getting to a point to where I felt like I needed to unclutter things in my life, and I just did not have the time anymore because my calendar was so full.
And yes, you may have created that change in your life. You're right.
Yeah, I was booked 2 weeks ahead of time. I mean,
yes.
I still have clients that call me; they're begging me to come back.
I think that's fabulous. But
yeah, and I'm just doing right now a few house calls, and I keep telling him, well, I'm going to get an office, and then for some reason, it's not happening, so I'm not pushing it. I figure there's got to be a reason.
Okay. Don't push it. Just put it out to the universe, just like you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay? Just create with the universe and tell the universe, all right, you've got this gift, you've got this working for you. If the universe wants you to have an office, tell them to bring that to your attention and where it's supposed to be. Okay?
I'm sorry, so how do I do that now?
You just create it in your mind, create an office in your mind.
Okay.
What you think your perfect office would look like.
Well, yeah, and I want a room where I could teach, like, mini workshops. You know,
right. Okay. Just put down on a piece of paper what you want and sort of create it with your mind, in your mind's eye,
mm-hmm.
decorate it, and allow it to manifest.
Right, and I did listen to the part about the lemon.
Okay, good.
I wrote all that down. I've been fascinated by your lecture.
Thank you.
I'm a test writer, so I wrote the whole book.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect, darling. Do that, okay?
Yeah. But music. Do you see me doing the music in my voice? I really want to,
Yes, I think that's going to come.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come. But what I would do is get the office first, and then the music with the voice will come.
Well, yes. And then my poetry, I know
yes.
I seem like I have a lot on my plate, but I have
yes.
written this beautiful poetry. It's all been given to me. I mean, I was very prolific for about a year and a half. All I did was write every day. Wrote from 3 to 5. One big day was 7 poems. And I'm not talking about short poems. They're like 50 lines, 40 lines, 30 lines. Anywhere from 12 and beyond.
Oh, okay.
The poetry is all in the healing.
I think that's lovely, darling. We've got to close now.
Okay.
I wish. You can call me if you want to at 202-387-2080.
Say that again, though.
387-2080. Area code 202.
Yeah.
Okay, you can call me and talk to me. And I thank you so much. Blessings. And I hope you have a wonderful time listening to our show and the other shows on BBS Radio. But I have to say goodbye.
Okay.
God bless you, and I'd love
okay.
to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.